praise for what he's done for us. Hallelujah, Lord.
It is no secret what God can do.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
He's done for others. He'll do for you.
I believe it, Lord. Tonight, Lord, thank you for being here with us, Lord. So where two or three would gather, you'd be here, and you fulfilled that tonight already, Lord. Thank you for your spirit, Father. Oh, we praise you. Oh, my. Now, that was worship. That's worship in spirit and in truth. Holy Ghost is just all over the place right now. We're going to try to get into the Word. Romans chapter 8. You can't tell me there ain't a God. He's standing right 2 feet from you. He's here. Praise his name. Feels like one of those, I'm not going to need my notes sermons. Back this up just a little bit. Hallelujah. Oh, I just love him. Thank you, Jesus. Just to warn you again, I didn't tell Dad what to sing. Didn't tell him what I was preaching. Even when we were talking about Dad, that didn't imply that with us. But Brother John Russell preached there. No preconceptions there. I believe the Lord's going to speak tonight. Amen. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bearing witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in Jesus Christ. Amen. Did I read that right? Amen. Did I read that right? No. The glory that shall be revealed in us. Quit looking out here for things, church. It ain't out here. It ain't some big sweeping thing. It'll be right in you. Amen. Right in you, walking one day, just like Enoch was. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creature, that's the creation, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also. Are you part of that? Amen. Ourselves also. Amen. Groaning, travailing, which have the first fruits of the Spirit. Even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. To wit, it means to clarify, so you know what I'm talking about, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. We're going to continue the Romans 8 message tonight. Yes, or last week we did the beginning of adoption. Today I want to talk or preach on the walking in our adoption. Walking in our adoption. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the Spirit being here to quicken the Word. Father, these are just words on a page, But I know when that Spirit comes down and makes the Word come alive, Father. And I pray that in our hearts, any wickedness, any evil would just be all under the blood of Christ right now, that there would be nothing to hinder you from moving in this service. We commit it to you, Father. May every word I speak be exactly what you'd have me to say. May everything we receive be the word of God, and may it bring fruit and praise unto your name. We love and appreciate you, Lord. We commit this service and these people unto your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I love the fact of knowing that the prophet said when the vision came, him crossing the curtain of time, he said the people were saying, "We're rest." He said, I preached the same thing that Paul did. And the people screamed out and says, "We're resting on that." And I just think of this scripture right here. As we talked about last week about the quotes on adoption. A lot of times you'll see Brother Branham talk about River Jordan being the adoption when Jesus was baptized. Then you'll watch on Mount Transfiguration, he says Jesus was adopted and placed there, and hear ye him. And it looks like a contradiction to the carnal mind, but of course it's not. God's laying a truth in there, and we've got the scripture right here to back this up. I just want to focus on a couple scriptures right here before we get going. That's verse 15, and then we'll jump down to 23. Let's read 15 again. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So that every child of God that's been born again by the Spirit of God, you have received the spirit of your adoption. Before, you could not be recognized as a son. We are walking with children, as children, in bondage by the devil and his works, because we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came into the world speaking lies. There's no way people could have looked at you and saw a son of God. When they saw me as a sixth grader walking around puffing a cigarette, I thought it was cool. Praise God, I never got addicted to the thing. But I thought it was cool. How many messages people would have saw me out there and said, that's serpent seed, poor little child. Yep. Not to know that one day I'd be preaching the message they were standing for.
Yes, sir.
Why? Don't you ever put nobody out?
Nope.
Until they're born again,
right.
You never know who they
Absolutely.
Are. Right. Now, it's one thing when you say you're born again, you're still walking in that filth.
Right.
That's when I start questioning whether you're serpent seed or not. Because that's how Judas was. Down in his heart, he always had that evil, always had that greed, could never let it go. And he claimed to be a believer. He walked right with them. You know, hallelujah, as Brother Branham said. Just right along with the crowd. But when it came down to the showdown, he wasn't willing to sell out for it. He wanted his money. He didn't want the gospel. Same with Demas. We know in the epistles, Paul talks very highly of Demas. You know, Demas is with me here and he's with me there. And when it came down to do it, he said, Demas hath forsaken me, loving this present world more than the things to come.
Amen.
No, that doesn't, he's like Brother Branham said, that's the same as Judas. Demas walked away from the gospel. He didn't walk out of church now. I believe he still came to church. I believe he still said, Paul's a pretty good preacher, he's just a little bit off. But he had walked out, given up eternal life. Never came to his adoption. Amen. Never came to a place where he could be recognized as a son, because he was never a son in the first place.
Amen.
Judas was a son of perdition the whole time.
Right.
You can mask it all you want to. If they're serpent seed, they're serpent seed. And if they're God seed, you try to run from God.
Right.
Your God seed, you're coming.
Yep.
You can't get away from it.
Yeah.
You try it. I've tried it.
Yep.
And even in AOC, a lot of times, it's very hard to stay focused. We get so used to sin that it's so easy just to fall into it again.
Right.
And a blink of an eye, and you go, what just happened?
Yep.
Us brothers, I tell you what, there's so many immoral women, we forgot it's even immoral anymore because it's so normal now.
Right.
This is just the way it is. Everybody walks around with no clothes on.
Yep.
I'm out of high school. You know what the number one thing girls wear anymore? Kyle, what is it? That little spandex garbage.
Mm-hmm.
All they wear is just a piece of spandex.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how nuts this world's getting. And that's become second nature to me. It's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so easy just to drop down and go, oh, this is just the way it is. No, this is Sodom.
Right.
Amen.
This thing will burn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one time we could put the holy veil on and look at that soul and say, look at that poor woman walking around without God in this world. She's lost. She needs somebody to speak to her about God.
Amen.
That's what sons of God are supposed to act like.
Yeah.
I just listened to Brother Branham talking about when he was at the hospital. He said there wasn't a woman, a nurse, a doctor, anywhere. I didn't tell if they had received the Holy Ghost or not. Been baptized in Jesus' name. And I said, God, where am I at? Where am I at? How many people have I encountered and I didn't say nothing about it because I thought I'd look stupid? Oh, I'm the only one, church. I don't know. Or maybe you're taking it to heart. I appreciate that, though.
Yeah.
A lot of times we don't recognize, we don't walk as we're supposed to. And that's why I'm saying this. Though we've been adopted, though we've been brought into the body of Christ, though by one Spirit we've all been baptized into that body, are we walking in our adoption?
Sure.
Or are we sitting on it?
Uh-huh.
Why do you think Paul said we have not been brought under the bondage again to fear? Because the opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. The opposite of love is fear. And if we serve God out of fear, we might as well quit. Because you'll never get there. You'll never be good enough. You'll never be worthy to be a son. Guess what? You never were.
Right. Uh-huh.
God wasn't counting on you to overcome. He did it for us.
Amen.
He said He'd use this temple. I didn't. He predestinated it.
Yeah.
Why do you think we can walk in this? Because
mm-hmm.
when you realize that it's not up to you to overcome, it's that He's already overcome yes. in me.
Amen.
When He accepted me, it's because He knew everything I do that I would make it.
Yeah.
I would make it.
Yes.
So when I walk up to sin, it's no more time, oh man, I can't do this. This is too hard. This has got me too many times. I can't overcome. We can't approach it that way. You'll always be defeated.
Right.
Always.
Right.
Every time. Anybody else been there? I have every day I try to overcome by myself. But God is gracious to us.
Yes,
he gives us mercy when we need it.
Yes.
He gives us grace when we need it. And He gives us spankings when we need them.
Yep. Praise God.
Yep. To keep me alert going, what are you doing, son? Don't look at that filth. I tell you, even now, reading things on the internet. We're so used to everybody cussing on the internet. When you read, you just kind of blank it out in your mind and try to pass over it. It's filth.
Amen.
Just cast it out. Put it back in the devil's hand where it came from.
Sure.
We don't need none of this leaven stuff. We got the pure word.
Yes.
It's time to quit feeding on that garbage.
Yes.
Just feed on the word.
Yes.
I tell you what, I was at the Y today and I realized something. I had stopped. I was on the bike. And I got to, I can't remember, like 10 minutes or something. And with 2 seconds to go, I just lit up. And I said, eh. And the thought came to me, goes, that 2 seconds won't make a difference. I'm going to weigh the same I do. I burn up just as many calories. But I tell you what, that whole minute before that was a lot of 2 seconds put on top of each other, wasn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Everything big. We want to do some big thing for God. I want to see the angels come down in my services. Well, guess what? They're already here.
Amen.
Yes, they are. There he is.
But I want to see them.
We do.
And we do see them. You know what I'm saying.
Yes.
But what happens is we don't realize that it takes a lot of little things to make any big thing. Everything's made of parts.
Sure.
This phone right here is made out of so many atoms. And if you say, well, I'll take one of those atoms out, it won't make no difference. You might be true, but it takes some atoms to make it in the first place. And we wonder, well, why can't I get to victory? How many times you skipped that 2 second prayer you should have done before you got into the Walmart? Saying, Lord, leave me. Maybe you want me to testify to somebody. Let me be spiritually minded. Let me walk in my adoption.
Amen.
I'm at Walmart, but I'm a son of God.
Amen.
And where my foot tread, I possess.
Amen.
Told you I wasn't going to need my notes today. He's defeated. My.
Amen.
And I tell you what, fear. How I hate fear. And I've been under it so many times. And I realize, why is the church not where it's at? Why are we fumbling around? How come we've been in this message 50 years and it seems like we're just going around this big circle right around the promised land, never seem to be able to take it? What's the problem? And I realize it always comes down to fear. It's fear why we don't take these things. The church and moving as sons, as we could go through the adoption series. And I got a huge quote here, but when Brother Branham talks about him going to Mount Transfiguration to be configured, hear ye him. He said the church should be in the same. Right here, coming out of the adoption, he says, but we have been born by the Holy Ghost. All of us. You've been born by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And if you ain't, this don't mean nothing to you. You don't get to walk in no adoption. You get to walk in condemnation. Anybody been in condemnation? I have. It's terrible.
Yes.
And don't be no hypocrite either.
Nope.
That's worse.
Right.
When I was a sinner, at least I knew it was wrong, but whatever. The second I started thinking I could serve God and not get the Holy Ghost, and I felt flat on my face every day. Yeah, I felt like a piece of dirt. I realized the reproach I was putting on my making I'm supposed to love.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. We're not called to overcome. He's already
Amen.
Done it. We
yes.
wants us to accept it
yes.
and let Him walk through us.
Yes.
Even Jesus Himself said, I don't do the works. The Father does them in
Amen.
Me. Because He was our example that we should follow after.
Yes.
You're never alone. You're not overcoming by yourself. He's always there.
Yes. Amen.
And He's already overcome this
Amen.
Thing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Coming out of adoption. I think it's the second sermon. says, but we've been born by the Holy Ghost, all of us. Is that right? What are we born to? Predestinated.
Amen.
What are we born to? Predestination. That's how you'll have faith, knowing that you were predestinated. Then after being born, we are predestinated unto the adoption. So not only were you predestinated to be born again, which is your spiritual adoption, you are predestinated to come to that natural adoption.
Amen.
Where this body will be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and you'll rule as kings and priests in the real kingdom on this earth. Right now, we're over the spiritual kingdom. Yeah, right now. You better have dominion over the spiritual kingdom, and you'll never have it over a natural kingdom. Mm-hmm. Everything starts in the spiritual, and then it manifests in the natural.
Amen.
You watch somebody get sick? Go back 5 days and see what fear they had in their mind about getting sick.
All right.
Sure. You watch it. Yeah.
That's right.
We even got to be careful how we pray for things sometimes. And I ain't saying this to rebuke nobody. It's just coming to me. You believe this is Spirit talking right now?
Amen.
Sometimes we hear prayer requests. Make sure that pray that the doctor gives a good report. What if he don't? Does your faith go right in the trash?
Yeah.
You know, pray it don't do this. Why don't you tell him to get out?
Amen.
Sons of God, don't put up with the devil.
Yes.
Never. Show me what Christ did.
Right.
He only let him hit him when the Father told him to.
Right.
And yeah, there's times to turn your cheek. There's the time, but that ain't against no blind spirit. Somebody wants to come up and make funny and stuff. Yeah, you let him go. You know, you can't help that. But I'm talking about those times where you got that old lying devil in your head saying, oh man, you can't overcome today. And we'll sit there and entertain that thought. And guess what? You won't walk like no son of God that day. You'll walk like a loser. Mm-hmm. If not like a sinner.
Sure.
Because fear produces doubt, which is unbelief. And that's what God hates.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
What are we born to? Predestinated. Then after being born, we are predestinated unto the adoption to be placed in the body of Christ. You see what I mean? What is the body of Christ? Some are apostles. Some are prophets. Some are teachers. Some are evangelists. And some are pastors. Is that right? Are you glad the quote didn't stop there? It ain't just about the preachers. Come on, church. We need to grow up past that a little bit. We're called to other gifts. Others has gifts of tongues, interpretations of tongues, wisdom, knowledge, miracles, working miracles, all those different gifts. They're in here. They're in here. I've seen them in my life. And I tell you what's held me back more than anything has been fear. Because we go, well, this is uncharted ground. Why do you think Joshua told him? He said, prepare yourselves. We're going places we ain't been before.
Amen.
But God said we would take it.
Amen.
The prophet already said this bride will be adorned with jewels, which are the 9 spiritual gifts. Yes. So when you feel the unction coming on you to maybe speak in tongues, don't be afraid.
Right.
Act. He's given us. We are his sons.
Yes.
We are his daughters.
Yes.
And we are called as the bride of Christ to be adorned.
Yes.
Amen.
Mind if I testify a little bit?
Yeah.
The first time I started feeling that unction, I would do it in prayer and stuff. Now, another thing that people don't get into the gifts of spirit and things, they ain't taught no more. It ain't needed no more. We got the Word. Mm-hmm. If the Word don't do something, you ain't got the Word.
Amen.
You got some theology. You got a better denomination. It ain't that better no more either. Because the closer you get to the truth and fall away, the worse you were off.
Amen.
You might as well just be a sinner if you got to be a sinner. Don't come up to Cage Barney and walk away. You're just as bad. You're worse off.
Right.
That's right.
For the first time, I was at, I think it was Brother Camp's church, actually. We were there when Brother Cadre Diggs preached. Everybody know them? If you don't, it's all right. Like I said, in private prayer and stuff, I've been feeling this unction, not really knowing what to do with it. Wasn't too sure. But like I said, I was a little child. Hadn't been taught these things by the ministry like I thought I should. Then I realized the Holy Ghost had to come around and do it for me then. If man won't teach it, he will.
Amen.
His word will not return void. There will be a bride.
Amen.
In perfect order. Walking as sons of God.
Yes.
And as I sat there that night, I remember I was playing the guitar there. And what's her name? The Rachel girl. Oh my. Yeah, there you go. She was in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we got toward the end of the service and she spoke in tongues and everybody got quiet. And I tell you what, I never felt at that time anyways, I have since, this presence come on me. And I was seriously like this. It might have been worse because I'm trying to imitate it now. But I was shaking because the presence of God came on me so strong. And I could tell in my heart there was something saying, you can interpret that. You can interpret that. But I sat there and I go, God, I'm scared. I ain't never done this before. What if it messes up? What if they won't believe in this? What happened? The moment passed. And he was grieved and the whole service went flat. Right there. Anybody, my dad was there? It was so odd because it was just such an atmosphere of worship building up. And then that came. And before I did anything, the minister got up and just, I think he started another song and nothing. Why? Because I was fearful. I was afraid. The next Sunday, I had to beat myself up like crazy over it too. I'll tell you what, the Lord just, like I said, sometimes he knows when we need spankings. Because he didn't give us those gifts to sit around on them, not to play with them either. But we don't sit on them. We want to use it for the kingdom of God. Because we all need to bring what we can bring for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We quit putting so much on the pastor so much they wouldn't go crazy all the time. Maybe somebody else pull some weight on this old wagon. I ain't saying that because I'm a pastor either. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
It was the next Sunday. I was at Brother Craig's. I was just visiting Brother Kim's. I was actually going to Brother Craig's at the time. And I was sitting on the front row. And that first song service, I tell you what, I felt that same thing again. And I did the same thing. I said, Lord, I'm afraid. Because this time there wasn't nobody to speak or interpret. I was going to have to do both. And I sat there afraid, shaking in my boots. But I tell you what, that presence was so strong. I was like, how could I doubt this? Why am I doubting this? This has never happened like this. And I let it pass again. I said, God have mercy, what is it? And then, you know, you just go through service and you're trying to make sure you're walking in the right way. And you know, Lord, I'm just being cautious. And he says, quit being afraid. You're my son. What are you doing? Quit sitting on it. And then that after that, I think he got back up there and he asked for people to come forward for prayer. And he had somebody come up for prayer. And I felt, and it was like 10 times now, so much that I was like, in my heart, I just felt, if I don't do this now, I'm going to get punished so bad. Because why would he anoint me like this to sit on these things?
Yes.
And finally, I just let it happen. I just let her go. You know, and it almost feels like you're in a balloon ready to blow up. Boom! Here it comes. And I got done. And I thank God that he's given us the message of the hour. He's given us the scriptures to lead and guide us into these things. And I got done. And the Bible said, if there be no interpreter, let him pray that he interpret. And that's exactly what I did. I remember I took one step back and I said, God, you said that in the Bible. I pray you give it to me. And I just stepped forward. And before I know it, here it come. And God interpreted what I just said. Never done it before. Never done it before. And I thank God because Brother Kent was sitting right there, actually, a couple seats away from me. And he said that was God speaking right to him. And if I would have sat on it, he might have walked out of there defeated that day. Because I didn't do my part in the body like I was supposed to because of my fear. Because we think if we mess up, we're not sons anymore. We think God didn't have grace for us no more once we got the Holy Ghost. Get that thinking out of your head. Think of in the Branham Tabernacle. Brother Branham said he let the gifts go for a while. He said half of that never even happened. What? He let those go on and they never happened? Yeah, they were little children. He was letting them grow up a little bit. And if he was doing that as a pastor, what do you think Almighty God is doing with us? I'd rather, if I was coaching somebody, I'd rather them go for it and mess up than to sit there and go, oh, I'm afraid I can't do it, coach.
Sure, amen.
Especially some football player my size in the sixth grade. You ever met those kids? They're just sixth grade. And he's scared to get hit because he don't want to hurt. He don't want to tackle somebody. And you go, man, you could kill that guy. Get in there and do it. What do you think God thinks when he looks at his bride? Go, what are you afraid of? That little blow-up devil? That little spirit of fear?
Mm-hmm.
Kick him in the face.
Amen.
Blow him up, right? Go pop him. Sons of God, not putting up with the devil, walking in their adoption, taking the land like they're supposed to be.
Amen.
And I wish I could say that's the only time that didn't happen. The next time it happened to me, I had spoken in tongues, interpreted here and there, and I've watched it come to pass. It doesn't fail when you get into the Spirit, because it ain't you talking. It ain't you doing it. It's Him.
Amen.
That was there that one night when God prophesied. On a Friday night, Brother Ben Nora was there. And he said, you will see things you've never seen before. He said, this weekend alone. And we had, something along those lines, that part of that had to be fulfilled that weekend. Or it was false. And we had Friday, Saturday, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Friday, that came across. Saturday just seemed like, you know, I've seen all this before. Sunday morning. Brother Brooks, was it 2.5 hours? I think he preached. Something like that. Nothing seemed to happen like I never seen before. We had second service that time. He preached another 2 hours. It was, I don't even remember what time it was we'd been in service. I felt like I lived at church the last 3 days. And going at the same time, going, Lord, this is when I'm really wrestling. Said, did I presume? Was I venturing without authority? Did you say that? Was that me? And that's all the devil wants you to do. Just sit there and start thinking that, and you're done. He'll take you right out. What do you think David would have done if he'd have questioned the voice of God when he would ask, inquire of God, should I go here? Mm-hmm. And God told him to do it. What do you think if he sat there and wrestled with it? He never won. We wouldn't be reading about him. He'd have died first battle.
Right.
Never even heard of this mighty king. But that night, God just brings it to me. My wife came up for prayer. And like I said, this was after hours and thinking, oh man, this ain't nothing going to happen. And before she even got prayed for, I felt the Holy Spirit come down in that place. My wife danced in the Spirit. And I'll tell you, that was one thing I had never seen before. And I don't think she ever did it before that. She's done it a few times since. She started dancing in the Spirit. Felt the presence of God come down there. I watched the Holy Ghost. I saw this sister speaking in tongues. This person had the joy of the Lord on their face like I ain't never seen. It looked like an angel standing there. Mm-hmm. And I looked around and I said, God, this thing, I ain't never seen this before. And I tell you what, it just took all the fear right out of me. And I started saying, that was God. And it's so simple. It's so simple, you'll miss it. Yeah. Why? You have to know who you are in Him.
Amen.
Then these things become easy. Oh man, I gotta manufacture, I gotta build this up. Brother Branham said, if faith ain't something you build up, faith's something you have.
Amen.
You just got it.
Amen.
What do I got right now? I got a piece of paper. I don't gotta manufacture this piece of paper. I have it right here. That's what faith's like. If you're born again in the Spirit of God, the foundation faith, that means you have to at least have that.
Amen.
You go, well, I don't know if I got patience. I don't care. You got faith. Why don't you act upon that faith and watch to produce the patience?
Amen.
Watch it produce the whole thing. It's about believing. Faith and fear. Kick out fear. It'll fight faith every time.
Amen.
And I want to testify a little further. Is that all right?
Yes.
Like I said, I went this for a while. And the Lord kept leading. Kept leading me higher and higher with it. My dad, like I said, he was sitting right next to me a lot of times, and he would feel it coming because he'd feel that he's just right there. Because like Brother Branham said, he's right here. He's in a cloud right above the people, waiting for somebody he can come down and anoint to be used.
Amen.
In that service. And what's he looking for? Willing hearts.
Amen.
Not closed up hearts, not hearts condemned with fear and unbelief and all that garbage. Somebody that's going to act in faith.
Amen.
And there was a time. Minister preached the word. That night, like I said, this is just me, okay? And again, I felt such an unction, and that was just a prophecy that said this is what the message was about. Without this revelation, you'll never make it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It says, why don't you believe it? Mm-hmm. Come to find out, pastor didn't believe what was preached. Mm-hmm. So not only did he come against that minister, he came against that prophecy that night, and I never put it together until later that he's questioning my gift now. And then what happened to me? I questioned it. You know what happened? Cut off. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do it no more. Mm-hmm. Afraid. Fear. Fear dominated me. Because a man that I had respected, and I still do, he's a brother. Right. That's fine if he has his conviction. Yep. I'm not against that. It's fine. I'm not condemning nobody. Nope. But when that spirit of fear came on me, I can't do nothing now. Mm-hmm. And it is hard sometimes. But God allows that to happen. We go through David again. David had Saul. We don't understand the relationship they had before things fell apart.
Right, amen.
That was his father-in-law.
Yes. Right.
He had fought for him.
Yeah.
He had looked up to Saul. Mm-hmm. Literally, he had to. Right. 2 feet taller than he was.
Yeah.
Even though he slew Goliath, he didn't think nothing of it. He still bowed down and said, that's the king.
Right.
Do him reverence.
Yep.
And even when God anointed him to be king, he didn't go around saying, look, old Saul. Look who's big shot now. No. He said, look, that's the Lord's anointed. I won't even touch him.
Right. Amen.
And then a man that came and said he did kill him, he killed that man.
That's right.
So we look at that and go, why would that happen? And Brother Branham said, Saul wasn't lost. He's a son of God the same David was.
Yeah.
Well, look what happens to a son of God that gets out of fellowship. He don't look like no son of God. He looks like an enemy of God.
Because
God has to beat him and spank his behind, as we say.
Oh, yeah.
Even though he has to go to a witch and get rebuked. by Samuel after he's already dead.
This is true.
And it's sad, but that's what happened.
Uh-huh.
But look, look. Have we done anything like that? Have you been like David? You ever took a man and sent him to war to get him killed because you slept with his wife and she's expecting and you want to cover it up? So you want to get him drunk so that he'll go sleep with his wife so they don't look at you? They'll think it's his man, that man's daughter or son. You ever done anything like that? And look, the mercy of God never left David. It never took away him being a son. It didn't even do it for Saul. Yeah, he had to leave disgracefully and he had to... You know, we think, praise God, I don't want to be like that. But it won't take away your sonship if you make mistakes. That's how you move by faith. You're not afraid to make a mistake.
Amen.
Because you're not trusting in yourself.
Right.
And even when you do slip up, there's grace to lead you through. I'd rather have a bird trying to flap its wings and survive than one that just lays there and says, Mommy, pick me up, I'm going to die. You talk about the old little eagles that were in the nest. And sometimes Mom Eagle says, it's time to fly, boys. Here we go. And threw them out there and they're just flopping around. They don't know what they're doing, but they're trying something. And that's what I look at the bride of Christ. What are we doing with what God has given us? Are we like trying to do something? Or are we just sitting on going, oh God, you know, you need to carry me. Yeah, he does, but he's already in you.
Amen.
He's not out here. We're not. That's fine. You get baptized with the Holy Ghost out here. That's great, but that ain't going to do it.
Right.
You ain't going to make it. It's got to be something on his side that's changed.
Yeah, sure.
That adoption's got to happen. And I can't even get to the next part because if you're not born again, it doesn't mean anything what you try to do for God. You will fail. But if you be born again in the Spirit of God, you're predestinated to the adoption.
Amen.
You will be there. And I ain't talking just about getting the Holy Ghost either. I'm talking about being a manifested Son of God.
Amen.
Because look, we are manifested in the Spirit. But there comes a time when the manifestation, as he said, we groan within ourselves waiting for that manifestation. The whole creation's waiting for it. Because they're sick and tired of being in sin.
Amen.
Imagine being the trees. They didn't have to die before. Now they do. And it ain't even their fault. Why do you think they're groaning?
Sure.
Oh, those sons of God, I wish they'd realize who they were. Those daughters of God, I wish they'd walk in faith. Maybe we'd get somewhere. Maybe I wouldn't have to have my leaves wither every year anymore.
Glory.
Think of it that way for a little bit. Hallelujah. So as sons, we need to walk in what God has called us to do. In the body of Christ, there are all 9 spiritual gifts. Every assembly has all 9 spiritual gifts. I believe that somewhere in there.
Amen.
And if they ain't there yet, they're coming.
Amen.
They're in the body. They're here for the perfecting, to help us.
Amen.
If we believe in the fivefold, we have to believe in the 9 spiritual gifts.
Amen.
They go hand in hand.
Yes.
And don't never limit what God might do for you or do through you. It might be one time you get to speak in tongues and that's it. The prophet taught, but don't never limit it. If he wants to do it again, let him do it again.
Amen.
That's all right. Anybody offended by the supernatural, I kind of enjoy it.
Yes.
That's why I always wonder about these legalistic, sitting on their hands, frozen, chosen message people.
Uh-huh.
What are you coming here for? You're offended if the Spirit of God tells what somebody's thinking? What message were you listening to?
Right.
I heard Brother Branham do it a million times.
Yeah.
And then we get mad at the pastor when God uses him to discern someone's heart. He don't know nothing about it because he must be on the inside. Maybe it's the Holy Ghost using that office.
Yeah.
Right.
As I said before, I almost feel compelled, especially when you're the pastor and you see people, you talk to them, they think you had something to do with it. And I go, no. As I said right here, I've only quoted one quote I've put on here today. Even for this Sunday, I'll tell you, I'll spill the beans a little bit. The Lord willing, I want to preach you shall be called the day spring, which is the resurrection. I didn't know Easter was Sunday. Do you want to know how I picked that? I have my little chart of all these things right here. And I got some other ones that I thought up of. And they're in alphabetical order, all right?
Wow.
I'm just that way sometimes. My kids think I'm way too organized. Can I tell you, my room's cleaner than probably every teacher in the school. I'm just that way. And I had preached Emmanuel. And I went to mark it, and I accidentally marked day spring. E-D-N-E, right? And I thought for a minute, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to... And then someone said, no, preach that. I thought, I don't even know what day spring is. So I put my little mark on Emmanuel and went back. Okay, I guess they're going to preach Day Spring. When I started looking at it, I go, no wonder Easter's that Sunday. And I said, praise God. Hallelujah. But I got a day spring right now that came into my heart and it resurrected me from what I was as I walked in the sin and the muck of the world. It changed me.
Yes, sir. Amen.
It took that old man and killed him.
Hallelujah.
And not only that, when he tries to resurrect, there's another man that's got a sword and he cuts his head off every time.
Amen.
He might go a day or two, but he always gets that sword back out and takes him down. Because a man of faith ain't going to lose. Because a man of faith ain't you, it's Christ.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Why do you think the Bible says the women should have the hidden man in the heart?
Right.
Why? Because it's Christ in there.
Amen.
And that predestinated seed, we know where it came from.
Right.
It's God.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
And when this Holy Ghost, when two omnipotence me, when the baptism comes down upon that seed and quickens it, nothing else can come forth but adoption.
Right.
But sons of God
yes.
that can take over the devil and his kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's the problem a lot of times. We don't want to do it God's order. We want to do it our way. That's why speaking in tongues ain't no evidence of the Holy Ghost. That's backwards. You're supposed to get born again and then the gifts come.
Amen.
You ain't supposed to get the gifts and then get born again. You'll make a mockery out of it. Why do you think Brother Branham had to hit that so hard? See, we lose focus on these things. Go back to his day. There were so many Pentecostal groups that thought, hey, I spoke in tongues. I must be born again. I must have the Holy Ghost. They didn't have squat.
Yeah.
But see, we're on the other side. We'll rebuke them all day and we forget all the formal quotes.
Amen.
40 below zero all the time.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. They crack their neck looking back because they're frozen. Head stuck this way. The rains are going to die because they're going to drown. God have mercy. And that's what God, and we take these quotes and we put them off somewhere else. This group, that group. Remember, Brother Bram said if I could get the fundamentals of the Pentecostals together, we'd have something. And it's the same in this day. We get these churches that they know they're sons of God. They believe the word. They preach it. But nothing ever happens. They're too afraid to do anything, as we said before. And we can get them with this group that just wants to, woo, glory, let's do something. That needs to maybe calm down a little bit and get a little settled in the word. We can get that thing together.
Yes.
I tell you what, we'd have a powerhouse. And it's already here.
Amen.
Because we have received the spirit of adoption.
Yes.
These things are already in us. It's so easy to act upon gifts if you know that God already gave it.
Amen.
That it's really a gift, not a reward. We think the gifts are spirit of our rewards. Then why are they called gifts?
Right.
What do you think you do to merit them? Nothing.
Amen.
You believe it.
That's right.
That's how it happens.
Yes.
That's why I said the faith is the foundation of anything in your Christian experience. You have to believe.
Amen.
You have to believe. And look, yeah, it's easy. You say, oh, preacher, you know, you're the preacher. God uses you, blah, blah, blah. No, I got to believe the same thing.
Right. Yes.
I come up here, like I said, I don't have any preconceived notions. I don't know what God wants to do. I might study some out and say, well, that's pretty good, Lord. But that might not be what he wants to say.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm a son of God.
Yeah.
He's given me authority.
Yeah.
And he'll tell me what to say when I need to say it.
Amen.
And it goes with all the other gifts. It's by faith we do these things. He said that those that have the gift of prophecy, let them prophesy according to the propitiation of their faith. That's why a lot of times when you watch gifts like that, they start kind of general. Well, that, you know, I want too specific. And you watch the faith start growing in it. And then it gets more specific all the time to where you can't doubt it no more.
Right, amen.
Because what? We're children that are being grown, being shown how to mature, how to be sons of God. And how do we learn? From faith to faith to faith, from glory to glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
So it's never in our hands. And every time, that's the fight. That's the fight, is man always wants his hand on it.
Right.
He always wants to be in control of it. Let go and let God. And watch him. Watch him bring the church where she ought to be. Skipping down a little bit. Brother Bram talks about what I read there earlier, and he says, so is speaking in tongues and interpretation. If there's one in the church that speaks with tongues and another interpret it, let it say this, Brother Neville, raise up, speak with tongues, and this brother here, give interpretation, say, tell this man here that yesterday he went out there and done something wrong that you'd done, and now the doctor told him that he had cancer. So go make that thing right, come back here and get right with God. That man say, truly that's the truth, that God's with you.
Amen.
But how do we do it this way? See, it's just bump, just haphazard. Anyway, no placing at all. See, Ephesians are trying. See, they miss that. See, they miss it. We are predestinated unto the adoption of sons. Now, how many understands what I mean? Raise your hand. Adoption. We're born in the Spirit of God. Sure. Receive the Holy Ghost and cry, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're, that's right. We're children. But we can't get nowhere. We can't whip the Philistines.
Right.
That's the end of the quote. We can't do it until we recognize what we're supposed to be doing here. This ain't no show. This ain't... Don't expect sweeping revivals even when something God does something supernatural.
Right.
Don't expect it. They don't believe it.
Right, amen.
Yeah.
But expect to see God in you.
Yes, amen.
Expect to get so close that you can see her. He's saying, son, I want you to go talk to that person today.
Amen.
And to realize that that's the voice of God to me. So simple. You'd step right over the top of it. And then we go, God, why won't you talk to me? I serve you faithfully. And he goes, I talk to you every day. What do you think was told you turn left there instead of right? You know, those little things that saved our lives probably.
Amen.
I think of that all the time. Going down the road and you think that you're sitting there driving going, I could just do this and it'd be over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just I'd be right in the guardrail and it'd be done. Why doesn't that happen? Why? What happens if one screw comes or one bolt comes out of my tire and it falls off? Boom, I go off the cliff. What keeps us?
Mm-hmm.
So we take it for granted. God watches over us every second of every day. Why? We're predestinated.
Amen.
He already knows the start from the finish. And if he chose you here, you can't get lost. You can't get destroyed. Say, you can't do nothing to you until it's time.
Right.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
But it's time to grow up, church. I believe so. It's time to quit funneling around with this stuff. Stop being afraid, walking in fear, listening to brother so-and-so because we think he's spiritual. No, come back to the Word. The prophet taught all these things that I'm saying today.
Amen.
All the way to 65. He never held back. Skipping down a little bit again. Here we go. The child is supposed to be predestinated unto the adoption of children. You enjoying this? Say amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Stay with me now. God can take a man and adopt him into his family and give him something that first. Try that and see if it's right. The Bible said try the spirits. This man claims a certain thing. Try it. See if it's right. If it is right, move right with it. You see where we stop? We want to, oh, this is it. No, that's good. Keep moving.
Amen.
Keep moving. Then say, Lord, send us something else. Keep moving. Just keep moving. Say, every fella, take his place. Then you're going to see the church of God begin to get its place. That's when the Philistines will be back, go to backing up. Now watch this. The shorts will go off. See, we want to do that first. Look, get the Holy Ghost moving.
Amen.
You start taking ground and watch it take off on others.
Amen.
Yes.
And I used to think that the same thing. Think, well, sister got long hair finally and wearing a skirt. She must got the Holy Ghost. That don't mean nothing.
Right.
Devil, snakes dressed that way.
Right.
Hey, legalism went out the door for me a long time ago. I realized by grace am I saved.
Yes.
And I serve God because I love him.
Yes.
And what he says, I want to do it because I love him.
Yes.
And if you serve God any other way, you're just a robot. He don't need you.
Yep.
He wants to feel love.
Because
he is love.
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Keep moving. Just keep saying, every fellow take his place. Then the Philistines will go back, going back and up. Shorts will go off. Hair will grow down. Faces will be washed. Cigars will be missing. That's right. When the church begins to get into its mighty power, when they have an Ananias and Sapphira, a few of them. Think of that. The power of God, that two people that walk in, lie to the Holy Ghost, fall down dead.
Yeah.
Imagine that happening here. My goodness, we'd probably have every cop on us. How'd you guys kill these people? We didn't kill them, the Holy Ghost. They lied. I mean, we kind of get away, like I said, we get away from this stuff. We think, well, praise God. What do you think Peter felt? Standing there. Like I said, he probably didn't even know what he said. He was walking as adopted son. Just let Father speak.
Amen.
He said, you'll be dead today. And then the other woman came and he asked her too, hoping maybe she would tell the truth and she'd have lived. But she lied as well. Said, where they buried your husband, they're going to bury you. She fell down dead right there. And that's why when we watch sin is able to come and sit down and be comfortable in the church of the living God, something wrong.
Sure.
Something wrong. The Holy Ghost don't put up with sin. Because
right.
Either one thing, either you're going to feel so bad, you should repent of it, or you're going to run out the back door.
Right.
Because you know something's going to happen. Why do you think they never questioned Brother Branham under the discernment? How come they do it now, 50 years later, on the internet, like a bunch of sissies?
Amen.
I can't stand that garbage, you bunch of wimps. How about you go do it then? That's always what I want to say. Get off your can on the computer and go preach the gospel if you're right.
Right.
Let's see these signs follow you
right.
If Brother Branham's wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's see it. Put your money where your mouth is. Bunch of nonsense. You know why they didn't do it then? Because they knew if they did that in service, they could fall down dead because it happened. Or there could be a whole row of them that go epileptic. They didn't question him then because it wasn't him. They were coming against. It was him.
Amen.
The Son of Man was being revealed.
Yes.
And he's still being revealed.
Amen.
And that presence is here.
Amen.
I tell you what, over there earlier, you can't tell me the Holy Ghost went down there. I felt him all over.
Amen.
Could I have spoken tongues? Sure could have.
Mm-hmm.
It's that right here. It is right here.
Amen.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes,
if he can do it in Brother Branham's day, he'll do the same now.
Yes, he will.
Why? The people of God need to get the expectation back where it's supposed to be, that we are the sons of God.
Amen.
We are what the message was going out to get.
Right.
Yeah, we say praise God for Elijah, but that's not what the scripture was focusing on.
No.
It says, behold, I send you,
Amen.
Elijah. So if you see him say you, that means he's talking to somebody.
Amen.
Directly. He doesn't have to say their name because they're so close. They know he's talking about them.
Right.
And I know when I think of this.
Amen.
How did I get to this message? Look, I should have grown up in it. My family got destroyed when I was 3 years old. I should never know nothing about this message. Dad didn't tell me nothing about it. I ain't saying that against him. It's just the way it happened. God knows these things. 3 years old, I don't know, 2.5, 2 or something like that. Never stepped foot in a message church in my life. Didn't know nothing about it. I saw the pillar of fire in my grandpa's house all the time. I saw that picture of the cloud. I used to think it was this big because I was a little bitty guy when I looked at it. But it's just this big. And I think, what is that? That's pretty neat. I saw a statue of Superman right here on the wall. No idea what that thing was. I grew up that way. What caught me? Was it me seeking God? No, it was God coming after me, drawing me, because I was his son the whole time.
Amen.
That's why every time in my heart, just something always didn't settle just right. Yeah, I believed in God, but I just thought, this just ain't right. I remember when we were sixth grade, we started going to the First Church of God here in town. And I'd listen and go, well, that was pretty good. I tried to, whatever, go through the motions, you know. I want to be a good person and stuff, you know. Yeah, anybody with the right mind wants to be a good person. Hitler wanted to be a good person.
Sure.
He thought he was doing the world a favor.
Right.
And I realized that wasn't enough. That wasn't enough. And my dad got so tired of it when they told us that if you don't believe there's three gods, pretty much, you know, you're just a heretic. And he said, we're done. I'm done going here. He talked about Jesus being baptized and said, look, there's three right there. And you go, we're out of here. Walked out the door. My dad said, I'm going to go find the truth. Told my mom that. Said, you can come with me. You don't have to. That's fine. I'm going to go find the truth. Why? Because thine and thy house shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
And you go back to my grandmother that I never met. Saint of God that I've ever heard of. Claiming her children. Well, I'm sitting right there. Couldn't get away from it. Can't. Why? Because the mother's faith held on.
Right.
Even after her passing,
yes.
Didn't matter.
Yes.
Didn't matter. There ain't no time with God.
Right, man.
One time she had to strike faith. My family's coming.
Maybe.
I haven't got an uncle who's been on his deathbed 2 or 3 times. I don't care if he's coming. I don't care if he has to go all the way to the grave. And that last second say, God, I'm sorry for the wretch I've been. I give my heart to you and then go. I'm okay with that.
Amen.
As long as he's there. And that life moved on. From him. And I remember I went to church, and a church half the size is this. You think this is small?
Right.
We had that right here. These three and like one this way. Isn't that right, Dad?
Yeah.
10 people maybe, and we were 5 of them. Justin was there, Mom and everybody going there. And I remember the first time I went there, I didn't think nothing of it. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who Brother Branham was. But I just told Dad when I got out. I was like, I feel like I went to church today. Don't know nothing about it. Didn't know what it was. I can't tell you the day somebody told me Brother Branham was a prophet because I met Christ.
Yeah.
Amen.
And Christ showed me the truth.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth.
That's what he promised. Amen.
And as I struggled in sin, trying to do what's right, knowing that this word I was hearing was right, I couldn't do it. But one day, I hit the ground on the altar next to my bed. Wherever you need to get there, get there.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit met me there. And I said, God, if you don't fill me here, I don't know what to do because I will go right back into sin again. I've tried it 100 times. My self-will won't do it. I need to be adopted.
Amen.
I can't be a son in my own strength. You need to do something for me. And I think by grace, he had been just waiting on me to say that. Isn't that right? Like Brother Brandon said, he tried to write God a letter.
Right.
And tried to pray this way or that way. Yeah. And just whatever, try to get right with God. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Finally, it came down. He said, the devil came by and said, you waited too long. You can't get saved. And he said, boy, that's when it started coming. And I said, God, I always wanted to do this. And he just gave his heart to the Lord. And that's when the power came.
Amen.
That's why I'm saying, why can't people get adopted? They don't want it.
Yeah.
They don't want to die first. They want to live in sin and be a child of God. You can't do it.
Right.
You must die to who you were.
Yeah.
You must be worth everything to you. It's the gift that cost you everything.
Yeah.
Because everything you have is trash.
Yeah.
Think of it spiritually for a minute. You're walking in the world. All you're doing is taking a spiritual knife and stabbing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And all God asks you to do first is stop. So He can heal you. How's He going to heal it? Well, say He does start healing you. You stab yourself again. You're always going to be sick that way. It doesn't matter. You need to stop sinning. God's not asking you to do anything when He tells you to stop sinning. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
We think we're rewarding Him because we finally decided to stop sinning. No, you're just stopping killing yourself spiritually.
Sure.
Give Him enough time to actually do something with you. As the prophet said, you didn't even need a new spirit to even deal with yourself.
Amen.
You were so lost in the world. But God is gracious. Those that are sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Even when you don't know you have it, the Spirit of God's still there looking for you.
Yeah.
As Brother Bram talked about the eagle flying around, knowing it had laid an egg.
Yeah.
And it's got to be somewhere around here. Couldn't get too far. That predestination rope only goes out so
far. Right.
You tried to go out in that world, and you started getting out there. And just before you crossed the line, that bungee threw you right back.
Right.
And you tried to go back into sin again, and you only got so far. And so, I'm the same way, church.
Yes.
Look, I'm ashamed of this stuff, but I'm going to be transparent. I was a sinner. Sin in church. One time I faked sick to stay home because I knew my girlfriend come over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, going to church. What do you think I felt like? I'm worthless, God. You can't do anything with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a piece of trash. I spent the night at that girl's house, and for some reason, things never happened, as you know what I'm trying to say. Why? Why?
Grace
helped me. And like I said, I am ashamed of that stuff. But praise God, like I said, that only so far. It's all I could get. Something bring me right back.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I went to one party. One time. I didn't drink one thing because I thought it was the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. I'm going to do what? I'm going to spend $20 to drink this disgusting liquid.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to feel like dirt in the morning.
Yep.
I'm going to have a headache probably tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to sleep on box springs at some random house.
Yep.
And this is a good time.
Yeah.
You stupid? Yeah, you are. Because you're demon-possessed. You're crazy.
Yep.
Think about it for a minute. I've told my kids this many times. Imagine you had a disease that just randomly at night, you just started losing consciousness and couldn't remember what happened. And you wake up in the morning with a blasting headache. You'd look up every doctor in the world to figure out a cure. But people will spend their savings, their livelihood, to go do it to themselves on purpose.
Yep.
And we don't think the world's falling apart.
Exactly.
They're losing their mind.
Mm-hmm.
My, how'd I get on this? Even my wife, I always appreciate her faith when I think about this. You know, I even had people say, ministers too, say, you know, it's good you're going after the children because I work at a school. He says, but it'd be better if, you know, you could get their parents involved and that would kind of maybe be better. And I go, what in the world does that have to do with anything? What, God can't call us a 16-year-old?
Right.
He did my wife.
Right.
House full of sin. They sin. They don't go to church. They didn't do nothing like that. Smoke, whatever. Didn't matter. 16 years old, God went after her. Brought her in, and she believed the message of the hour. What else does that? Grace.
Right.
Predestination.
Yes.
Didn't matter where that seed was. Doesn't matter what muck it came out of.
Right.
It's still a seed of God. And God used the faith of a 16-year-old. She'd have to go home every day. Her mom obviously didn't appreciate that long hair and all that too well. Didn't faze her a bit. I thought, look here, here's a message minister say it can't be done. I said, buddy, you're too late.
Mm-hmm.
I've already seen it. So I see young people, they want to serve God and their family is dysfunctional, blah, 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 and people want to give me all this unbelief garbage. I take that, chuck it in the trash and say, these signs fall in that belief.
Yeah. Amen.
All right? I can show them that God is real.
Amen.
That there's a seed in there, they're coming because they're predestinated.
Amen.
Think of Rahab the harlot. Like I said, so many messages, people won't even give her the time of day. She's a harlot.
Right.
And she even had to lie to get things from God because of a condition she was in. But look at the foreknowledge of God. He knew what those two men needed. She couldn't have been converted yet. She wouldn't have done that.
Right.
But God, in His foreknowledge, knew she's still going to be a sinner. She can do this, and that'll get these men saved, and then I can turn around and change her.
Yeah.
Woo! And we think our mistakes weren't ordained. Yeah, right. Think of how many things you learned out there goofing up. You want to learn if you want to done that foolishness. I can relate to students because I'm like, yeah, guys, yeah, I've been there. Yeah, and I tell you what, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Get the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I tell you what, get the Holy Ghost one time. Get adopted, and you can walk like a son of God.
Yeah.
When the sin comes in, you can just push it aside. Say, no, sir, in the name of Jesus Christ, I don't have to yield to that. It's not so hard no more because there's a big man of faith on the inside.
Amen.
He's got big muscles.
Amen.
And those little puny devils come up, he just socks them one. They don't come back right away, usually. But they will come back. Don't you ever worry about that. And that's what I think sometimes. We think about the adoption like, oh, if I'm adopted, it should be all over. Well, let's grow up a little bit. Why don't you act like it a little while? As we said, Jesus was adopted at River Jordan for His earthly ministry 3.5 years later before He was taken up and glorified. And He's the Son of God.
Amen.
And we wonder, why did it take me 10, 20, 30, 40 years? That's all right. Whatever it takes, Lord. Because if I'm predestinated, that time don't mean squat.
Amen.
That's just a proven time.
Yes.
God just wants us to be in place. He wants us to find what He wants us to do. But I always want to say this. As a young convert, I did always feel a pull in my heart to preach the gospel and things. But as I said, as a youth, you tend to get on the gun a little bit about it. And I tried a little bit here and there. And I tell you what, I felt so flat on my face, I ran away from it. I said, I'm done. I'm not touching the ministry until it's time. As a youthful believer like that. And then I realized somebody told me something once, and I brushed it over a little bit, a little too fast. And at the time, I even had to repent to her, like I didn't mean to brush it over because it really did speak to me. She said, you know, you look at what God wants you to do down there, but you forget to look at what He's called you to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, if we'd realize if you're called to sit right there and to just pray for service, you do it. Like I said, a lot of little things is the only way you get a big thing.
Right, amen.
And that's the problem. We don't think coming here half hour early and praying means anything. You know, service will be the same way either way. No, it won't. Can you imagine? I just always picture it in my head. I'm trying to close church, but whatever. I try. Just picture that. As Brother Branham said all the time, just seeing the church in order like it's supposed to be. Where all our foolishness is out the window. We're not thinking about lunch. We're not thinking about work. We're not thinking about all this, whatever. We're focused on heavenly places.
Amen.
Going, I'm not in Defiance, Ohio. I'm not in some little beauty shop or whatever this was. I'm in heavenly places.
Uh-huh.
And you can get up to that realm. Why wouldn't all things be possible?
Amen.
You see, it becomes second nature now. I go, man, I got this ache here. Why am I dealing with it?
Right.
Why don't I tell this body what to do?
Amen.
I got my testimony of my wife when she was going through these contractions. That was 5 weeks ago, church. They ain't come back yet. Mm-hmm. Now she wants them. She's sometimes God gives you more than you ask. But we know, I thank God so much when even just those little blessings. You know, like I said before, could we had the baby at 32 weeks? Yes, I believe God would have worked it through. But I sure didn't want to go to live in Toledo for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the hospital and all that nonsense. I'm glad by His grace, He can give us what we want sometimes.
Sure.
If it's for His glory, for His will. Anybody, I don't tell them, oh, you know, my faith is what kept her from having contractions. No, I say, God led us to have faith.
Yeah.
And He's worth all the glory.
Yes.
We told that body, don't have contractions. Because we got up into heavenly places long enough. Because I even had, when it happened there, if I've already told you this, I'm sorry. We'll say it again. There was all these little nurses in there kind of creating a big atmosphere of unbelief. You know how they little hens kind of going in and out and checking this, checking that, and talking blah, 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 telling us all these doom and gloom stories. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just getting mad. I was getting some righteous indignation. I was ready to kick them out of there.
Eventually, they left, and I said, God, I'll wait, because they got to give me a couple minutes here. And they finally all filtered out, and I went up to her, and like I said, she had this thing hooked up, this. And I told her, look, Ellie, let's create an atmosphere of faith now to work. Because if you're in that condition, you come under that, you'll never do nothing. You won't act like a son of God. You're coming under the influence of fear and doubt, and you'll never do what the glory of God wants to do.
Amen.
But as we got in there, I said, look, all this is lying vanity. You see all these machines and stuff? This is none. We ain't going to have this baby yet. You tell this body, you're not having contractions yet. We're going to have a healthy baby at the right time. We always want, come on, God, come on. Now it started getting better. And before, sometime that night, they pretty much stopped. We had to stay there, of course, because, doomsday's coming. And again, we get to the Toledo Hospital, and here comes this nurse. Here's her unbelief thrown at us. Oh, when you have a 3-2-week-old baby, you got to do this, and this. And I'm going, woman, we ain't having no baby. Get out of here. And then I realized nurses don't know what they're talking about. Because when the doctor got there, he's like, you're fine, you'll leave today.
Yep.
And I was like, praise God.
Yeah.
Finally, somebody knows what they're talking about. But look, if you believe that, it'll happen. You see what I'm saying? Whatever, faith and fear are the same thing in a different place. You take your faith and put it in God, that's faith. That's what we're supposed to have. It'll produce the works of God. You take that faith and put it in the devil's lie, you'll get his. That's fear.
Uh-huh.
So don't think it's strange when you get resolved because you feared it. That's what happens.
Amen.
That's what happened to Job. He was the son of God, predestinated. He said he feared that might happen. And it came upon him.
Sure.
So we get all the fear out. No fear. How do you get there? You got to get mature. You got to think in perfect love. As we watch the statue of perfect man, what's the epitome of the statue of perfect man? Love. And if you can get into that realm, not only to know that you love God, but that He loves you.
Yes.
Not just some little filial love either. Agape love.
Amen.
Which means when you were stabbing Him on the cross, He still loves you.
Uh-huh.
When you would have spit in His face, just like those Roman centurions, He still loved you. And He predestinated you to have His throne.
Amen.
Think of unmerited favor for a while, and then faith gets easy.
Yeah.
As an heir, we don't differ any different than the world. But we're under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. And that's when we were born again. He appointed the time, that day, when you'd be changed. And He could work through you. And we don't just sit here as, I'm Andrew, I'm this. No. The whole family in heaven and earth is named Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And you don't just become something, you become someone.
Amen.
As He was the Messiah, we become Messiahs.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah, we're not the fullness of the Godhead bodily, but I'm filled with all God.
That's
it.
Yes. And you just think, I always go back to math a lot of times because I'm a math teacher. You take infinity and divide it by anything. What do you think all those people got? Infinity. Because it doesn't end.
Mm-hmm.
How can you take infinity? Here's the infinity times two. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Infinity is infinity. It never ends. So we take an infinite God. And we say, well, I'm just part of Him. Well, what is that part?
Infinite.
It's still infinite.
Right.
Still got all power. Still got all the same virtue that Christ did.
Right.
You go, I can't have patience. Did Christ have it? Well, yeah, sure He did. But He's the Son of God. And you're a son of God.
Amen.
And you're the Son of God revealed in the last day.
Amen.
Because He came down and took on flesh again.
Yeah.
Because the blood worked.
Yes.
The
yes.
blood
yes.
worked.
Yes.
And if you put your confidence in the blood of Christ, it makes it easy to go, why can't He do it through me? If this vessel is the same material that Christ's body was made out of, it was a human body, church. It wasn't Superman or glowing or anything like that. It was a human walking there. With no sin in it. And the blood of Christ has so separated us that His supreme Holy Spirit that can't stand in sin was able to come into you. Do you realize the miracle that is?
Amen.
You're that holy before Him. Because the old man is gone. Time to walk as sons. Not afraid of the devil. Not afraid of yourself. Not afraid of your mistakes. That is all done in Christ. It's all washed away. We are kings and priests to our God.
Yes.
Yeah, we're lesser priests. He is our high priest. He is our king. But look at the relationship you have with Him.
Amen.
And if His life's in you, how can you do anything different?
Right.
I understand one way you could take that too far and make me the Antichrist. You could do that.
because I am Jesus Christ, but I'm not that Jesus Christ. Right. I'm not the one that walked up on Calvary and gave his life for the rest of the body, but I was in there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I wasn't the one before the foundation of the world that said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. But he said, Andrew have I loved. Because he said, whosoever will.
Yes.
And I thank God for that. Because if it was said Andrew Kressel, I know another one in town. He might have been talking about him. But he said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the waters of life freely. And what is the water of life? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So it's time to walk, church. It's time to walk in adoption at church.
Yes.
Let's start at church for once. Is that all right? Yes. Can we go ahead and move in the Spirit at church and not be afraid of it? When he comes down, don't be afraid. If he's coming next to you, he wants you to do something.
Right, amen.
I don't care. Look at Azusa Street. Little kids, 13 years old, would walk across and pray for somebody and a miracle would happen. You feel led to do that, you do it.
Amen.
Now, it ain't going to be a bunch of crazy foolishness. Everything will be done decently in order if you walk in the Spirit.
That's right.
Amen.
It'll automatically do it. Church order ain't all of us sitting like this. Amen. And we all do this. And we're like this. That's denominationalism. Church order is the Holy Ghost has his way.
Amen.
If you watch what we do in church order like we're supposed to, getting here, being quiet and reverent, it's just because it helps the Spirit move. That's what it's for. It's to help God, or I don't want to say help God, allow God. Because
yes.
We tie him up with unbelief. If somebody's, you know, a little kid gets fussing, sometimes it's really hard for us to focus sometimes, us humans. Or me. Just me. And if it's a little baby or something, it's a little bit different. But when it's a little kid, remember Brother Bram, I think, talked one time, they had a real sainted service once, and then in between service had some little kid just skipping through, just skipping around. And he said, it'll take hours to get that atmosphere back. Think if we walk into church with that mentality, that every action I do, God knows. And not just my actions, my thoughts. What's in my heart. What I came here for.
Right. Amen.
You're just here to occupy a pew. There's other churches you can occupy too. We're not here for that.
No.
We're here to be in heavenly places.
Yes.
We're here to let the Messiah reveal himself through us to a dying world. And it starts here, church. If you can't do it in church, how are you going to do it in the world? But God, if you can have faith that he has placed us as his sons when we were born again, it's the same Spirit that's in us that was in him. It makes it so easy to watch these things happen.
Amen.
It becomes second nature. Divine healing should not be something way out there to us. It wasn't to the apostles.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't to Brother Branham. It actually became a minor to him. I tell you, I just wanted to get it first. I understand that it is a minor. You can't major on that. I understand that. But it's 85% of Jesus' ministry. It's something important. So was discernment. So was the gift of faith. So speaking in tongues. He did it on the cross. He must have thought it was important.
Mm-hmm.
So is interpretation and everything else. These things are in us. We must walk as sons. I'll close on this. Maybe two more. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Go wake Jesus, 63. They should have known, these disciples, that he was the Messiah. And the word Messiah means the anointed one. See then, if he had all God in him, God was in him. He said, I, Jesus the Son, I can do nothing in myself, but what I see the Father doeth, the Father dwelleth in me. See? Now, if he was the Messiah by that, what made him the Messiah? He was anointed with the Holy Ghost. That's what made him the Messiah. He was the Messiah by that, with that anointing, made him fully Messiah, and we, with the same Spirit, was upon him, not in portion, which means not the same portion he had, but the same quality.
Amen.
With a portion upon us, would make us like Messiahettes, would be little sons of God, adopted sons of God.
Amen.
So he believed we could be adopted now, okay?
Amen.
It ain't way off here somewhere, it's now.
Right.
And his Holy Spirit has sealed us into his body, and we are his children. There should be nothing bother us. Nothing worry us. We're his. If it ain't, well, we're false accusers. We have been testifying of something that's not even so. I believe it. I believe that now we are the sons of God. Not we will be right now.
Amen.
And now we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. The signs of his coming, 62. If it's Messiah coming and we're born again, Messiahettes, as sons of God adopted, he will have to come into his church to be flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. He has to come into his church. why we are predestinated to be just like Him. I pray, God, that You'll manifest Yourself tonight. Show these things to be true. That this lovely pastor, I'll take that. This lovely church, You can take that too. And these lovely people may all be blessed and know that the end time signs are here. And He could say that before the seals were even open, because that's how close it is. You think 50 years is something? That ain't but 2 seconds to God. Let's stand together. He's chosen us before the foundation of the world for this church. We shouldn't be surprised that He's asked us to do these things. He's asked us because He knows what He put in us. That's why He could call Abraham. He wasn't afraid that Abraham would fail because He knew what He put in him. Don't be afraid you're going to fail. If you're born again, that proves it's a witness to you. You're a son of God. Amen. You're a daughter of God, and you have to be there. Amen. Even when you go to your adoption, and I do want to read this just to encourage anybody out there. Please listen. This is the fourth part of adoption. This is toward the end. So He'd already preached it 3 other times. And His fourth time He says this. And if each one of you in here now has not been positionally placed, you might not be nothing but a housewife. Think of that. You could be ordained for that. Right. And I tell you what, if more women would take that seriously, we wouldn't have this mess in America we have now. Yeah. We wouldn't. That's what destroyed it. Well, you say, Brother Branham, I've never done a thing in my life. I'm not a preacher. Well, maybe God brought you here to raise a family of children. Mm-hmm. Are you too proud to say that that's what God called you to do? That's what the world will tell you, women. That ain't good enough. You need to go make something of yourself. That's the greatest thing you could ever be. Amen. I appreciate so much having a mom that loved me. Yes. Even when it wasn't my real mom, she still loved me like I was her own. That don't happen in the world nowadays, church. It don't happen no more. Why did it happen? Sovereign grace.
Amen.
Maybe God will brought you here to raise a family of children. Out of that family of children may come another family of children. That'll be a preacher that'll send 1 million souls to Christ.
Oh, yes.
Think of that. What if John Wesley's mom wouldn't have thought nothing of her job? She raised those children to serve God. She had 15 of them or something. And she still found 2 hours to pray every day. God help us. But there is help. You had to be there. You're here for a purpose. Did you know that? And that's why I think so many times people don't do nothing for God. They don't think they got a purpose. They think they're just the pew warmer. No, you do something for God. Watch. He'll respond to faith. You see somebody sick, go ahead. Go lay your hands on them one time. And watch your faith start coming up a little bit. Well, you say, all I've ever done is harrow across these old clods, and I take out early and even, didn't know how to make my kids a living. I look at the poor little fellows with no shoes on. I sit and cried. I got old Buggy, and me and Ma went to church. Don't you worry, brother. You just keep loving Him. He's got a purpose for you. You stay right the way you are. Just go right on. See, you might never preach a sermon, but you might be the great-grandfather of one that'll do it.
Amen.
And it even works the other way, too. Look at Levi. He was given credit for paying tithes 3 generations before he showed up.
Right. Amen.
And we are given Calvary before we were ever born.
Amen. Oh, yes.
He already died for us before the foundation of the world.
Yep.
He already predestinated us.
Amen. Sure.
And I tell you what, one day I sat there, and in my prayer, I don't mean to keep going. Maybe I just excuse me, I guess. And I sat there and thought, I'm eternal. Mm-hmm. And the thought, it's almost unreal. You can't even really put yourself there to think, I never started. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. To think of the amazing grace. And you think, well, I got away from legalism fast. To think, all this stuff I've done, it don't matter. There's people who's lived 10 times better than I have, even after I got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. They got better prayer lives than I do. They study the Word better. They love on the Lord more than I do. And I tell you what, it does shame me. It'd be like some other man treating my wife better than I do. You see what I'm saying? Or some other woman treating me better than she does. Yeah, it'd be kind of a slap in the face. And I think that's what we feel like sometimes when I see a nominal believer that just seems like they're so on fire and doing all they can for God. And here I am sitting on my hands. I go, God, have mercy on me. Because I know I'm His child. I know I'm part of His bride.
Sure.
But we are given the credit to think of that. We are given His righteousness before we showed up. And if this church ever gets a real revelation of what that is, you'll see God move in ways you've never seen before.
Amen.
I still believe that true. He said it. Even when I prophesied that, He said, you'll see things. He said, even this weekend alone. He didn't say just this weekend alone. It means it's going to keep growing. It's going to keep growing until it's just all Christ. Let's bow our heads.
You say, Brother Andrew, that's pretty tough. That seems way out there, but I believe it. If you believe it, just raise your hands to Him and say, Lord, anything that steps in front of my faith, I'm going to rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe this word that you've sent, that we are the sons of God.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just let His presence come. Follow His Spirit. If you have any need, I pray that you ask Him to give it to you now. You don't necessarily need me to pray for you, anoint you with oil, but I don't believe we should leave out of this place with one need on our hearts. If there's any thoughts of doubt whether you're saved or not, let's get rid of it tonight. If there's any doubts that you can't do the supernatural, that God can't use you, let's get that out of our hearts and thoughts tonight. Just commit to Him. Let's pray together. You pray your way. Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your Spirit being here. Lord, and even in a little humble group like this, Father, we know that the prophet many times preached in situations just like this. And Lord, we get away from it sometimes to think that it was always some big thing. But Lord, you move just the same in a little group as you did in big groups because it was by people's faith. Father, and I pray you help us to die out to any unbelief, die to anything of our flesh, and to live in that realm of perfect faith just as you did. Lord, you made the way for us, and we're so grateful for that blood. We're so grateful for Calvary and what you did for us, and we're so grateful you sent us the message, Lord, to keep us from walking in dark denominationalism, trying to do what's right but not knowing the path. But Father, you sent the light in our day, Lord, and we want to walk in that faithfully, Lord. I pray that every gift in every heart would be able to manifest to your glory, that it'd be in perfect order, that each person would be exactly where they're supposed to be in the body of Christ. Lord, and whatever's hindering the body, may it be exposed by the Spirit in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for sending us this word. Thank you for sending us the truth that we could walk in it, Lord. And Father, thank you for coming soon. Lord, I don't know how we could take this world much longer. It's just getting so disgusting every day, Father, to see even mothers leaving their children out to die and not even taking responsibility, Lord, and how this world's just falling apart. Father, we're ready for the millennium to come. Father, help us to be more diligent. Help us to walk in the Spirit even as we live in the Spirit. Help us to walk in our adoption wherever we might go. If it's Walmart, if it's at work, if it's just at the house, may we take every moment, may we redeem the time and realize that you predestinated this moment for your glory in our lives. Help us, blessed Father. Help us, Lord. We commit our hearts to you. Thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you for being here. Lord, we just love and appreciate you. Ask these things to be so in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we just want to worship Him a little while. 31. We'll just sing the chorus. Jesus, the light of the world. You ready to walk in the light?
Yes.
Even as He is in the light.
We'll walk in the light. Such a beautiful light. Come where the dew drops of mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Shine all around us by day and by night. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, and that light's in us. Hallelujah, Lord. Help us to shine for you, Lord Jesus. Let's sing it again. We'll walk in that light.
We'll walk in the light. Beautiful light. Oh, come with the truth.
Oh, thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you.
Oh, yes, shine all around us by day and
night. Oh, even right now, Lord, in the evening time, shine, Lord.
Jesus, the light of the world.
Can we sing that one more time? Just surrender yourself. Let it walk in you.
We'll walk in the light. Such a beautiful.
So fast, you will die to anybody that might even see you. Just know, just the grace of God. Thank you so much, Lord. We thank you for you with the trial of our faith. We commit to you now in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
It's my Jesus. He's the light of the world.
Shine on. Our hands and give him a wave offering.
Oh, shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Oh, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. Oh, Lord,
one more time with all our hearts.
Lord, shine on me. Lord, shine on me. I let the light from your lighthouse shine on me. Lord, shine.
Appreciate the presence of the Lord. Even being here right now, I'm just so grateful that He would stop by this way. There ain't nothing else to live for, church. Thank you, Jesus. Can we give the Lord a hand clap for the word tonight?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. I encourage you. Don't just let that word go in one ear, not the other. Mm-hmm. You take it home. You live it. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of ministers want all the glory sometimes. You know, it's my ministry that did it. No, that's not what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. The ministry is here to help you and to help me walk as we're supposed to. Amen. It's time to take Satan's kingdom, church. God, we're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. Yeah, this could have happened years ago. But by His grace, He knew. I had to come by.
Right.
He knew these young people had to come by. And even though we messed up, it all worked together for our God.
That's good.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. That'll probably be the next sermon here soon. Romans chapter 8 there.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll sing this as we're as dismissed tonight.
Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate
you. Oh, sing it to him now. Oh, give him the appreciation he deserves. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, I love you. Adore you.
Church, it's just as hard for me when he comes that way, like he is right now. You don't want to go nowhere else. There ain't nothing like his presence, especially when you get people in one mind and one accord here to worship the Lord. It's just hard to let go of that. I know we can have our liquor fire at home, but it sure feels good when we can all get together. Thank you, Father, for being with us, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. This week, if they come up, I believe that they're healed, but it's good to pray for them. Go in the fear of God. I believe it's been good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen. But I hate saying it, but you're dismissed tonight. If you want to stay and worship, that's just fine. We'll stay as long as Holy Spirit wants to deal with people. So God bless you, saints.